May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 698. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the church's living head? Hymn 698.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God in the first epistle general of John, in chapter 3 and also chapter 4, commencing to read at the 13th verse in chapter 3. That is the first epistle general of John, chapter 3, commencing at the 13th verse. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. We have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he that loveth God love his brother also. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. Oh Lord, we knoweth have read those profound words concerning the blessed Spirit, and that thy people favoured and blessed, they are favoured to have the Spirit. And Lord, we beg now that we might have a true spirit of prayer. Do not leave us, Lord, to mere words. We beg of thee we may be favoured this night to be in the Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit in all things relating to this service. Dear Holy Spirit, do thus come and reveal the things of God, and make to us salvation known, and witness with the blood. And knoweth, Lord, how we begun in singing that solemn yet blessed hymn. Oh, how important it is that we should so seek to be prepared for that great day, as we are each and every one of us fast hastening on toward eternity, the judgment day, the end of our lives, and the judgment day, after death the judgment. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after death the judgment. And all those wonderful following words, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. O Lord, if we are truly concerned as we have been singing, oh, we believe we will be looking for thee. looking to know and see thee and believe in thee as we have read, Lord. And oh, we pray, Lord, that we might have of thy Spirit as we read, that we might have real love in our hearts. Love to thee, O Lord, love to the brethren. We may know the truth in the soundness and blessedness of it is sealed to us by the Holy Spirit, and we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Lord, we believe that that which is in exercise in dear friends here, the two dear deacons we know from our dear friend's prayer and now from the hymn our dear friend has given out, Lord, thou knowest, Lord, it is that we trust we come up with concern and exercise, especially to know and be assured of our interest in the Saviour's blood. Oh, Lord, we believe there are those concerned. We know, as we have witnessed it in the hearing of the prayer of our friend and Lord, now our friend who has given out the hymn, so we know within the exercises of the two dear deacons, and we trust in the church here, and many of us we hope, we pray it may be truly so, as we have been in that theme of the hymn expressing a need to be prepared, to be favoured to know that we are among thy people, blessed, brought in by sovereign grace, favoured, Lord, and are being led along by thee, Lord, in the way. Oh, we pray, we have prayed so many times, Lord, and we feel it now, dear Lord, do lead us in the way everlasting. But oh, above everything, assure my conscience of her part in the Redeemer's blood. Bear thy witness with our hearts that we are born of God. Lord, this is the great importance of concern and exercise we desire to know, and that each of the friends may be in it this night. And Lord, that which thou hast laid in our heart to bring before them, we pray for that much needed help we need, Lord, we need, if we may say so, Lord, we need more than help. We need thee, Lord, to lead us in every part. Lord, that thou would bless us, favour us, Lord, here tonight. Thou wilt do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, this part of Zion, this garden of thy grace, the dear souls are gathered. May there be those things done tonight that shall redound to thy glory. Their blessed favour and benefit and thy glory is our exercise, Lord. We are burdened for souls. Thou hast laid it upon us. Our concern is that souls may be blessed, and in this way thou wilt be glorified in thy people, in thy church. O Lord, in the gathering of thy people, it may truly be unto thee. And Lord, thou to have all the praise, honour and glory. So do good here tonight, Lord, according to thy will. Bless souls, thou knowest the cases. Oh, thou knowest each one. Oh, if there are any unconcerned, Lord, may it be the time tonight that they shall be awakened. They shall be solemnly caused to begin to consider their standing. But Lord, as we trust there are those who have even taught in the younger days and they are going on in their lives. And Lord, thou knowest all the things of the younger friends here and older ones too. And in the things of their daily lives, oh, we trust there is that is ever brought to their consideration. as they are living their lives in their own pathways, Lord. Oh, to be concerned. One thing is needful. Oh, Lord, we think of those characters who so were brought tonight. We think of dear Mary. Oh, so desiring to have conversation with thee, Lord. Oh, to be, as it is set forth there, learning of thee. Oh, Lord, chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. No, we think of those others, Lord. We think of the mad Gadarene sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. We pray, Lord, tonight, the reality of this may be in dear souls. Oh, Lord, thou knowest there are all the things of daily life which are our concern and need to be our concern. And oh, we need to seek thee for help in providence. But oh, above it, higher than this, is the concern for the things of sovereign grace. Oh, the favour, Lord. Oh, that souls may be brought into the blessedness to know and acknowledge in the way it's put in him sovereign grace or sin abounding. The great concern thy people have is concerning their sins. Their sins testify against them. You know, if we often bring our burden into the house of God, but so much also we have to be in the closet in confession. But Lord, thou knowest how it is tonight with each one. Lord, oh, if they brought their burden into the house of God, oh, could it please thee to favour them tonight, that they may know their sins are all forgiven, blotted out by blood divine. Oh, we pray, Lord, may there be such earnestness in prayer and exercise for this great favour. Thy people may give thee no rest till thou dost reveal thy love with power. Oh, Lord, do so bless souls. Oh, we know, Lord, those that are feeling the solemnity of conviction of sin, and know their just desert of thy punishing them forever. Oh, these do need to find mercy, mercy through blood. Oh, this is the prayer, Lord, mercy through blood I make my plea. Oh, God, be merciful to me. And Lord, do so bless them in this favour. Grant that favour, those mercies in Jesus that exempt us from hell, and thus thy people may be favoured and blessed. Oh, we look for thee to so bless souls in setting them a gospel liberty. May these favours be known. May thy people be in earnest for them. Oh, give me that best of blessings, love, to know the love of Christ, to know the love of God which passeth knowledge. Oh, Lord, bless souls with this. May this be so given them in earnestness of exercise to seek for. Oh, Lord, it's the need they have of the blood applied. And one said, when it's applied, it does us good. Lord, we pray for this, for thy dear people, we seek it, Lord. And oh, as we come before the friends here, we do come feeling thee as very poor. And yet, Lord, as we are favoured to look back, it's coming toward, if we are spared till Easter, coming toward the 50th year since we were set a gospel liberty. Lord, thou knowest. As we look back, it is with amazement and wonder. And Lord, we must acknowledge grace has kept me to this day and will not let me go. That is our hope, Lord, that is all our trust. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And our longing desire, especially this Yea, if it could please thee, if we are spared in that way till then. Oh, it's to see others, share the gospel liberty, as we were all those years ago. Our heart is full with desire and exercise for thee to sow work and bless souls. Oh Lord, there was said in thy word, he will abundantly pardon. Oh Lord, we pray for this, that many may be favoured with it, many may be set a gospel liberty, and in this way that many may be so drawn by thy love to come and tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. Lord, are there not those here we believe there are, who thou art drawing by thy love, thou art working in, some young maybe, or younger friends, some older, thou knowest each one, as thou art working in thy dear children, to draw them by thy love, the time we feel assured will come, when they shall have to tell of what the Lord has done for my soul. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, Lord. We think of those words in one of the Gospels, Lord. Oh, Lord, thou didst speak. Oh, that one soweth and another reapeth. And Lord, as we felt this recently and in last year, in the favours we've known, the sowing and others reaping, but Lord, thou hast said, Lord, that ye may rejoice together. And Lord, this is our favour in the Church of God, in the true spirit of union and fellowship in the gospel, that we rejoice in thy wonderful loving kindness and mercy, where thou dost so display it in thy goodness in blessing souls. Oh, we rejoice with those who rejoice, we mourn with those that mourn. And oh Lord, we rejoice together when there is the witness of thy working in precious souls. We felt it in the wonderful news from South, O Lord, the favour there, thy two dear servants and thy dear aged servant, the encouragement to him. And Lord, as we felt regarding thy two dear servants there, we felt we had to say to them, the favour is yours that you shall rejoice together. One soweth, another reapeth, that ye may rejoice together. Oh Lord, we look for this favour in the Church of God, in the little hills of Zion. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children, Lord. We beg for this, for thy honour and glory. Oh Lord, the sweetness of the theme, may we know it and find it continuing in the churches. Thy people will be still praising thee, Selah. Lord, we pray for all our friends. There are some in affliction, Lord, we think of. There are some under the cloud of the shadow of death. There have been those taken, Lord, and Lord, the mourners go about the streets. We think of those who have lost loved ones in recent days, who knoweth these great losses known in families. Lord, thy mercy and sanctifying goodness is so precious, especially where there is that assured hope of dear souls. Wonderful things of sweet testimony of these wonders of thy grace, as they are brought to be displayed and known among the people of God. The Lord working and taking home his people. Oh Lord, we must acknowledge thy perfect right to take thy people to thyself. And oh Lord, our prayer is to prepare us. Give us the witness, the seal of the Spirit, that we are journeying home to God in the way the Father's trod. They are happy now and we soon their happiness shall see. Give grace to thy dear people and Comfort the comfort of thy love to those that mourn. O Lord, bless the afflicted and sanctify thy dealings with thy people. I know if we were talking to one today who having had those many hospital visits, Lord, thou knowest these things are hard for the flesh, but Lord, do give grace. Wonderful it is when we can witness this one with another, the grace of God in these things, Lord, of thy sanctifying mercy. So, Lord, we look to thee in all these things, for thy wonderful display of thy loving kindness, thy goodness to thy people. So help us each one to endure in the pathway, to persevere. Give us the graces of the Spirit that we may so persevere and endure unto the end. They that endure to the end shall be saved. We cannot, Lord, multiply words, now thou knowest the burden of our country is heavy upon us, but thou dost hear our daily prayers on account of it and our confessions. O Lord, still have mercy on England. The visiting of us with thy judgments, Lord, in the mighty storms and the deluge, the flooding, Lord, of vast areas in the West Country. Lord, thou knowest, and we saw the water even coming into Swavesey, Lord. It's very, very wet now, and in this time of the year, Lord, we are looking for the warmer days soon to come and the springtime. Thou knowest, Lord, all about our situation in our homeland, England. We confess our national sins. Beg thee, Lord, still have mercy. We beg all these things for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 773. If unbelief's that sin accursed, abhorred by God above, because of all opposers worst, it fights against his love. How shall a heart that doubts like mine, dismayed at every breath, pretend to live the life divine, or fight the fight of faith? Hymn 773.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to a word you will find in the fourth chapter that we read tonight. That is the first epistle general of John, chapter 4, and the two verses 15 and 16. The first epistle general of John, chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Friends, we have been in this part of the Word of God from yesterday, having preached down at Ripley last night from a word earlier in this chapter. And the exercise upon us this morning, when we were reading at breakfast time, we read the chapter 3. And we've come over tonight with this exercise, I trust, of concern to consider our standing and the first hymn and the vital question of it seemed to be confirming upon our exercise. Whosoever. They are not all Israel, which are of Israel, the word tells us. Even those that were religious people that come to before the Lord, and the Lord spoke solemnly to them, warning them. They'd got a dead religion. They had not got a real religion. But those that God calls, and has called, as the Son of God called his disciples, he gave them a real religion. There was that one solemn character we know, as it's repeated in a number of places, saying, saving the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But the Lord's beloved disciples were called, and they were called to follow him, and they were consistent in following him, as for the most part they had their fallings and slips and backslidings, and we know there's those things recorded of some. But friends, it is important for each one of us, if we are to consider tonight how we stand. One of the greatest benefits of considering and being exercised is to be led to go back to your beginning. If the beginning was right, you want to know that. And if it was God begun with you, sweet is the theme in the hymn, the work begun is carried on, nor how shall it deface. You know, all those things of unbelief, they can't deface it. They're our sins, they're our solemn shortcomings, but they can't deface what God has in his perfect mind to do in dealing with the soul and bringing one in ultimately into glory. The Lord begins. He set his love upon his people before the foundation of the world, and in time he begins in them. Each one according to his will is begun in by God. And what in the essence of it is the work of the Holy Spirit, like we've read of in the context. And so, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Who are these characters who will confess that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, these characters whom God has brought to be concerned before him regarding their standing, their state, their condition, and how they stand before God. Even relating to time and eternity, God beginning to work in his people, he makes his people concerned. You know, I was taken to chapel, as many here were, and we grew up, and we hadn't got any spiritual concern, though we'd heard the preaching of the gospel much, so regularly, but we hadn't got any concern. Not really spiritual concern. All our concern was we were satisfied with chapel attendance, thinking we were all right, thinking everything was all right. Then God began to work in one. Solemnly spoke to one through the means of one of his servants. Actually, the spot was outside of the chapel door in Southill. You'll never forget it. Now, can you go back, whether it was a Mark thing like that or in a different way, but can you go back to that point of consideration about where you were or how you were and when it was that God made you to become concerned about your never dying soul and about eternity and about the judgment day? The great question, where shall I spend eternity? And all that is brought in the thought and exercise of considering and concern in that way, beginning of the work of grace. God calls his people out of darkness. We're dead in sin by nature. He calls his people out of that darkness of nature, and he gives them to begin to know and see that wonderful light, out of darkness into light. His people are born of the Spirit. Now some have the marked signal point of it, a day or a moment like we had. Others, it may be more gradual. But can you say this tonight? I am not where I once was. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, this concern that God gives his people, this exercise, they need saving from their sins. They need salvation. Going back to before we needed salvation, we were dead in sin. When our souls quicken into life, as God goes on to teach them, they come into the exercise under God's teaching. They become aware they need salvation. How do they become aware of this? God convicts them, convinces them of their sin. They become sinners. They become sensible sinners. Now, can you trace this in your experience? This is important, friends. Wonderful if you can. I tell you what you can say, and the Lord bless you to say it and acknowledge it tonight. If you can go back and remember in this way and acknowledge that these things you were brought into in concern and exercise, you can say this. It was not the will of man. My soul's new heavenly birth began. You can say that if the Lord has so brought you into need, spiritual exercise, conviction of sin, need of salvation. And what will it be in the reality of it? The Son of God will be begun to become precious to you. You need him. None a saviour more could need. Deeds of righteousness I've none, no, not one good work to plead. Now can you find that in your experience, and can I? Whosoever, you see, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. See, what we are, we hope, coming to consider is the reality of having spiritual life, the reality of being born of the Spirit, born again, made new creatures in Christ. This is the reality of it. Whosoever, you see, God knows perfectly. every one he set his love upon. And each one he set his love upon must and shall be born again. And the people of God who have been brought into that regeneration, born of the Spirit, they have the witness in themselves. God has done it. I know you're troubled with unbelief, like we've been singing. That hymn has been very solemn to me over the years. Unbelief, that sin accursed, abhorred by God above, because of all the opposers, Satan. Satan's worst. It fights against God's love. It does. But I believe it will never overcome. It will never gain a soul away from Christ. It cannot. Once in him, in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stand. And so, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Now, I just direct you to my text last evening, which was from the 7th verse in the chapter. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. This solemn 8th verse then. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Then the following verse 9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. See, what is vital in importance, isn't it, is to know we are spiritually alive, made alive by grace, and kept alive. The psalmist says, he holdeth our soul in life. We sing it in a theme. He that first made us still keeps us alive. And even though you've got this unbelief, like we've been singing, there's a reality of this. God is keeping you alive. He keeps his people alive. He doesn't let them lose that life he's given at the new birth. They are safe. They are kept alive. He holdeth their soul in life. He does, friends. And so whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Let me put it like this, in this way, to lead you to consider where you've been brought to be concerned about your never dying soul. Where you, in the fact you've been brought to be concerned about being prepared for God, for that great day. Being prepared to meet your God, and for that great day, prepare my soul for that great day. Wash me in the Saviour's blood, take my sins away. Well, it's this, isn't it? God, in working in his people, reveals the way of salvation. Whoever you had the way of salvation revealed to you, as the Spirit so worked, I think of it. Sweet it was to read, for one to read the New Year's address this year, where our dear friend was led to include the quoting of that hymn, the vilest sinner out of hell, who lives to feel his need, he's welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. And our dear friend spoke of how so many have been favoured to be raised to a hope under such a verse as that, under that verse. That was my first raising to hope, friends. And I was preaching at Ainge Chapel on Wednesday evening. And there's a dear man there who had the same verse in his experience. Raised him to a hope. The Lord, it's right what our dear editor has said. Many have been favoured That verse God has used to raise sinners to a hope. A hope, their hope of salvation in Christ alone. The vilest sinner out of hell, welcome to the throne of grace. The Saviour's blood to plead. Now whosoever shall confess. You see, you need a Saviour. And can I put it to you in a way of questioning love? Now has the dear Spirit worked in you to make the dear Son of God very precious to you? Here's the witness, friends, of real religion. Real need, soul need. Is the Son of God precious? Because you're a sinner. You need salvation. And there's no other way. There's none other name. Like Joseph Hart said, and it so reminds me as I went there and stood beside his tomb. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. This is the reality of being under the exercise of the Spirit. A child of God, born of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit working in them. It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God's good pleasure. Perfect pleasure. He will have his people for his praise. Heaven will not be complete till all the ransomed throng are home, safe landed home around the throne. Singing, worthy is the Lamb. They must, it must, everyone must be there. None can be left out. Everyone must be prepared in time, taken home, there to assemble before the throne, and to sing the everlasting praises of our God Jehovah. Oh, to so swell that song, we must learn it here, friends. We must learn the song here, for it's stated clearly no man can learn that song in heaven. No, it's learned here. Are you under this favour of God's teaching? God teaching you? I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what also you will be learning. That you've got nothing in self. You know this reality of feeling this unbelief. That's according to you. You are subject to it, prone to it. But oh, remember this, that we have here in this context, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Your unbelief is in your old man, in your old nature. The wonderful favour that God maintains in the new man of grace is faith in exercise. We know sometimes faith is at a low ebb, and the old man is strong, and the devil is very much active in the old man. And there's the conflict between the two, that mighty war that goes on betwixt the powers of grace and sin. The powers of grace in the new man. When Paul came out with that blessed testimony, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I believe he was particularly centering his mind and heart and exercise and testimony upon the new man of grace. Grace in him. Christ in him. The work of the Spirit going on in him. And where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Oh, you can't deny it. You can't deny it if you've experienced it, if you know it. This is the reality. He who first made us, like I said, still keeps us alive. And so, here we have this verse. Whosoever, the qualifying word, whosoever, shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Now the favour of God by the Spirit teaching his people favoured and blessed. He teacheth all things. The Spirit teacheth it all that is needed to know in the child of God. And he teaches. You know, we have our doctrines, our fundamental doctrines the things most surely believed in us. And they are good to sometimes read and acknowledge in that way, but you'll have them burnt in your heart. The Lord works to burn His truth in His people's hearts. And the doctrine of sovereign election will be very precious to you, because you'll say this, knowing as God goes on to teach you, makes you know more and more of the depravity of your heart, how you are was totally lost in and ruined in the fall. He'll make you more and more appreciate and praise God for sovereign election. Had not God's choice prevented mine, I ne'er had chosen Him. So you will be led to love sovereign election and all those wonderful truths, and especially the wonderful bedrock truth of Christ, the Son of God, being the co-equal, co-eternal Son of God. Yes, this is what God's people are taught, that the blessed God-man came. He came to lay down His life, suffer, bleed and die in His people's room, place and stead. The will of God was such, in the perfect agreement, in the covenant, the will of God is this, that the way of salvation must be by that price paid, the shedding of the blood of God, the divine blood. That was the only blood that was sufficient. All the blood of bulls and goats were but in type and shadow, but Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. And so, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, the co-equal, co-eternal Son of God, He is the Son of God, declared in Scripture to be the Son of God with power. And what power is it? He is the Son of God with power. Especially, friends, may we reverently, carefully acknowledge it. He's the Son of God with power because He come to shed His holy blood, the blood of God. And the power in the blood of God, blood of Christ, to put away a Mary and a Manasseh's sins and sins more vile than they. Oh, you confess that this is what God by the Spirit has brought you to know. The wonders of His grace. Wonders of grace to God belong. Let His people raise their song in praise of God. To God's grace. To the wonders of grace that are made known to them. The dear Spirit teaching them. And so you are among, if this is the reality, you are among this favoured number. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him. He dwelleth in him, and he in God. You're favoured to know this. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Yes. How dear Paul to the Colossians writes, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Yes, you can't deny it. Oh, the adversary is trying to rob you of this. He's causing, he's fostering, he's encouraging unbelief in you. And unbelief is such a reality to you, a solemn reality. You can't save yourself from it. But when the Spirit so exercises you to have to say, yes, I know. Yes, the Lord has taught me. Yes, He has revealed it to me. Yes, I do esteem Christ the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of God who the Father has sent into the world to save sinners. The God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. But I want to especially Lee, to consider this. As we have already brought it out, you know, each one of God's people, there will come a time when, as they are concerned and made in, to be in exercise, to be seeking the Lord, one thing I especially is very precious to me when I think of how each one of God's people becomes a seeker of the Lord. They're seeking, they become a seeker. And the Lord in his ministry, he said, "Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened." Now can you give testimony to this? God's made you a seeker. He made you a seeker, some of you years ago. Some of you younger ones have more recently been made seekers, seeking the Lord, seeking to find and know your interest in his great salvation, seeking the Lord. You want him, you want to be favoured and know he's your Lord, your Saviour. He set forth in the Word, like seeking for him as that pearl of great price, to know him, to know my Jesus as mine, oh, seeking him. And you see, in this, it's the seeking him as the Son of God, whom the Father has sent, and all what he has done. He sacrificed himself, he shed his holy blood, he's made atonement for the people's sins in shedding his holy blood. The favour of it is that you want to know he come, he lived, he died for you. There's no other way of salvation. God's word is so clear. Without the shedding of blood is no remission. God's way is that this price must be paid, and Christ has paid the price. The price is his own heart's blood. He has settled the demands of the justice of God. The price of pardon, Nehemiah says, was his blood, and he pity now withdrew. You've been seeking him, you're seeking him, and you've been brought to begin to love him. Loving him first in the want of him, and seeking him, seeking to know him, to know you want to know your Jesus crucified for you. He's so precious. Can you say, you know, I believe everyone will be brought into this, to be able to say, to need to say, to have to say, he is more precious far than life and all its comforts are. I believe the dear Spirit so teaches in that way, to that degree, that he is more precious far than life and all its comforts are. Depart, you say, from thee. 'Tis death, 'tis more. 'Tis endless ruin, black despair. This is how you're brought and taught by the Spirit. And so you do confess. You have confessed. You want to confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Because it's this way, according to the perfect purpose of God, that sinners are saved. Sinners who are brought to know they're sinners, and if sinners can say, and none but they, how precious is the Saviour. Sinners who are taught by the Spirit, they're taught and brought to have their hope built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. God dwelleth in him, and he in God. There's this favour, the beginning of being brought into it, and God going on more to establish a soul, bringing them into this favour, this wonderful favour. God dwelleth in him, and he in God. The wonderful favour of having the indwelling of God. When you feel your sins rising, guilt rising upon your conscience more through fresh contracted sinning, guilt by sin, you'll pray like this. Fearing that you've lost his presence, you'll pray, Enter thyself, Lord, and cast out sin. Yes, I believe that's a sincere prayer for a soul who feels their guilt, who feels freshly guilt upon their conscience. As oft as sin assail thy soul, turn thine eyes to Jesus' blood. And God teaches you this. Nothing short of this can heal thee, bring thee peace, or do thee good. Yes, you pray, enter thyself, Lord, cast out sin. And you know this is the reality of having, praying for it, and the Lord so bless him, favouring the soul with the favour of his indwelling, Christ dwelling in him, all his saints, he seals them, heirs of heaven. Yes, you know something of it. And he in God, in a way that I would first consider it, friends, he in God, in the eternal mind of God, in his heart they have a place, established there through sovereign grace. And you know, if you're mourning and burdened over your sin and it's dark, in his set time and way, he'll turn thy night to day. You see, the favour, he in God, the child of God in God, in the will of God, in the eternal purposes of God, in the favour of God's love, which is from everlasting to everlasting. God dwelleth in him, and he in God. There are other ways we could go on to lead in more in that, but I want to come to this 16th verse. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now, the troubles that we have are because of our changeableness, and our folly, and our proneness to slip and fall. But, oh, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. Individually, personally, friends, you can't dispute this. You can't dispute this word, some of you. This is what the dear Apostle John is led of the Spirit to acknowledge. And we have known. To consider who these characters are more clearly, we go back to where we began reading. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. My brethren. See, John is acknowledging the brethren, the children of God, those that have, by grace, God as their Father. They are his children. They are brethren because they are adopted children, taken in hand by God. God is teaching them. God is leading them. God is blessing them. God is doing everything for them. And so, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. You know that experience of that. And you will know much opposition of the world and how worldliness in your old nature is a trouble to you. And the conflict is betwixt the powers of grace and sin, of course. But then, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. There's the witness of the Spirit's work in each one of the children of God, and the love that you have is you love the brethren, you love those. Now, I thought of this coming along. We love the brethren by God's grace. I've just had my hair cut again by a dear man who I have a natural love to, in the way that he's cut my hair for 50 years and he's retired now but still doing it for one or two of his long standing customers. Now I feel love to that man. He's a Christian man, but he doesn't believe exactly what we believe. I can't call him a brother in Christ, but I naturally love him as a person. He's an honest, nice, straightforward man, and he's been kind to me, and I've appreciated all his continual month or so by month through all the years, 50 years. He's not one of my brethren friends, because I can't say for sure and feel he loves my Lord. But everyone in the Church of God, and there are many up and down across the land, we feel real love to in Christ, because they love the Lord as I hope I love the Lord. Now, as you think of you as a dear people here, you know, this is the way to consider him. We are exhorted, as John much exhorts in this context, to love one another. And of course, it's based upon the Lord's commandment that ye love one another. And the Lord repeatedly spoke that commandment, that ye love one another. And even acknowledging this, that the perfect desire of God is Father, our Father, the dear brethren and sisters of in Christ should love one another. Now, we're brethren. We're children of God. We're brethren and sisters in Christ. By God's grace. Now, this favour, you will love those who love our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's because Christ dwelleth in them, and he in you. And we have known and believed that God dwelleth in us. If you're in unbelief tonight, but you have known in past days, you have believed, how can you not acknowledge tonight that this truth is given you, and you are in the secret of it? And we have known and believed. John, dear John, who walked and talked with the Lord, leaned on his breast at supper time, joining with these people, these brethren he is in communion with, writing to, and how he says, and we have known and believed in the Church of God, in the gatherings of God's people, if the Holy Spirit is working, if the dear people are in the Spirit, if the love of God is affecting us, and we feel the love of Christ, well, we can, as John does here, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. And this is, of course, known by experience. It's known as God by the Spirit so makes the love of God known. God's got that way, as it's acknowledged in one of the hymns, yeah, that way of making love divinely known. And it's by power, friends. Dear Deacon prayed for the power. It's the power of the love of God. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. God so working and making love divinely known by his sovereign power. It is. And we have known. And there are those of you have known and believe the love that God hath to us. Are there some of you who have known this wonderful favour and believe the love that God hath to us? Is there some of you here who have known it and believe, and yet you have not publicly spoken of it yet? Friends, that's a solemn point to consider. The Lord knows everything about how he has blessed you, how he has favoured you, how he has so favoured you. And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love. Who is it that can witness God is love? The children of God, the dear people of God, who the blessed Spirit has been working in. These are the people who must give witness of this. God is love. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. The favour of being in this favour of God blessing us, to dwell in love, to know the blessedness of the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, to dwell in love. It's a wonderful thing to have a season when you dwell in love. Actually, God's people dwell in love all the time. Love's inscribed upon all their life and pathway, because God set his eternal love upon them. And sometimes it is, he's chastening them, he has to, he corrects them, but his love is still the same. He's still the same toward them. He whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth. Every son whom he receiveth. I trust we have learned that God's love is eternally toward us and upon us. And it's from everlasting to everlasting. Nothing can change it. We are fickle, we are changeable. We have so many things to mourn over, because our changes are often solemn and tend to lead us away from the Lord, and we lose his presence. But we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. Some of us here, this is something that we could never deny. We don't want to deny. We must not deny. And we have known and believed. See, oh, the antidote for unbelief is the blessed Spirit giving true believing. Oh, when faith, hope and love is in exercise, when the child of God is blessed, when the soul is realizing conquest over hell and sin, heavenly moments on earth begin. Yes. And so we have known and believed the love of God to us. God is love. What a great statement it is. We can't sound it high enough. We can't speak it loud enough. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Fact is, friends, that God's loving kindness to us is that God's people dwell in love. His love eternally set upon them. The love of Christ is rich and free, fixed on his own eternally. And God's people dwell in love. Oh, they do. And the wonderful experience of it, it humbles in the dust. It melts the sinner down. It humbles in the dust. We fell before the Lord. Lord, in his love name, ascribing all the glory to God and the Lamb. Yes, this is the way of beginning that song that we shall sing in heaven. Yes, as God favours us in this way. And we have known. So every one of you that have any dispute or any trouble through Satan and tempting you, or the unbelief you have within you, which is that sin accursed like we've sung, you know, we have known and believed. Oh, it is so important that we do not allow devil and his crafty ways to, though he is trying hard to rob us of what God's done, we do need to be begging God's help, that he will favour us the sweetness of it, to be steadfast in believing, yet to tremble fear and quake, every moment receiving strength, though we are so weak. To be fighting, fleeing, turning, ever sinking, yet to swim, to converse with Jesus mourning for our sins and after him. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Raymond Woodhams will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Pack on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 119. Great God, from thee there's naught concealed. Thou seest my inward frame. To thee I always stand revealed, exactly as I am. Hymn 119.
bless thee for the wonders of redeeming love. O Lord, thou knowest, yes, we do solemnly feel troubled over our unbelief, and if we come in with unbelief tonight, may it be thy favour that thy dear people shall go home in faith, with faith in exercise. O Lord, those sacred things we've been singing, bless thy people, Lord, bless thy word, bless thy people, feed them also, lift them up forever. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.